Hey, how about it, race fans? Richard Allen, InsideDirtRacing.com. Here in the Ponderosa Speedway pit area with the Knights World of Outlaws Late Model Series winner, Mike Marler. Mike, you started 22nd. You won the race. How in the world did you do that?
Man, I'm not sure. I barely made the show. I honestly was the last transfer and hanging on, thought I was going to get passed. And we come in there, and I just kind of winged it on the car and changed some things. And matter of fact, I didn't even care. I went over and watched my dad's hobby stock race, and I come back, and I said, I guess I'll do something this car. So I screwed around on some spring nuts and clicked a few shocks and put the right tires on it and got out there. And man, I was like, dude, this thing's on a rail now. It's crazy.
I've known you for quite a long time. I've never seen you that emotional after a race.
Yeah, it's been a, you know, just this. We're so fortunate to get to do this stuff, but you also have the stresses of trying to do this stuff. And, you know, sometimes the world gets a little stressful, and when it all works out, it gets you excited, you know. So I was pumped up. And plus all my friends and family and those fans here, they went crazy tonight. And that was exciting, dude.
I think this is the second time I've been to Ponderosa Speedway this year, and that's the second time I've interviewed you after the race. What is it about this place?
I don't know, man. I think you can use so many different lanes out there. And you know, when I figured out after a few laps kind of where I needed to put my car to go, it came to life, you know. So I just love these tracks. You know, they're not high speed, but they're pretty fast, and obviously you can run all over it. And so I was running top, bottom, middle, everywhere on it. So and it's, you know, I just enjoy good racetracks like that. This track, in my opinion, has always been a really racing racetrack.
And you said you made some changes on the car prior to the feature, but at what point during the race did you start to realize I could win this thing?
Right when I had passed Clanton on the back straightaway and that caution came out, I had went around him and I didn't even want to see a caution because I could see Bronson and he was running fourth, and I knew I'm from 22nd, I see the fourth place guy. Like, I don't even really want a caution, you know. I think honestly, without a caution, I've been better off. And so I just had such a rhythm going and everything was working good, and I was just trucking, you know. So at that point in the race, I knew I had a shot. And then, then I stepped up probably a little bit in the seat a little harder and bounced her off the fence a few times and made sure I took advantage of people's miscues, you know. I would see them kind of slipping up and I just wall it off the wall and hammer down and get through there, you know. So it worked out good. And, you know, it's, you just never know. When I'm run bad, I have no idea why. And when I win, I certainly don't know why, really.
All right. After an amazing performance tonight, Mike Marler's $15,000 richer here at the Ponderosa Speedway.
Thank you.
Congratulations, man.